Proverbs 12:5 says, "The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit." Since becoming a Christian more than 30 years ago, one thing I've never been able to understand is the fact that the mass majority of my fellow professing Christians get their news and most other information from Christ-rejecting fools. It has always seemed to me that any Christian with even a small amount of common sense would know that this isn't wise. So I wasn't shocked to find the Bible stating this truth over and over, as we just read in the second half of this proverb, "The counsels of the wicked are deceit." 30 years later plus, and I found that to be absolutely true. The violations of this proverb are so pervasive that a man has to pick his battles. If you spend 2 or 3 hours at a typical church service and interact with about 20 people at a time each time you go, you'll most likely hear at least one or two such examples every single time you attend church. References to someone lacking self-esteem or self-love. Discussions of taking meds, and you look them up, you find out they're psych meds. Someone saying, "Well, it's not for me to judge," about something we are to judge. And by the way, the reference to the psych meds is I'm talking about people who don't need the psych meds. Psychobabble diagnoses like OCD and ADHD. Pure fiction. Someone will knock on wood. Or they'll say, "Don't say that," as though saying something causes it to become reality magically. And on top of all that, there'll be several discussions that are based on information received from the corporate hogwash media, or Dr. Phil, who has since replaced Oprah, and some other source originating with Christ-rejecting people who believe that Bible-believing Christianity is a religion for imbeciles. That's right. It's the absolute truth. If you asked any 10 of the people sourced above, news media, psychologists, psychotherapists, even actors and politicians, ask them if they believe the Bible to be infallible on all matters of which it speaks, they'd laugh at you. Ask them if they believe Jesus Christ is God who came as a man to die for the sins of the world, they'll scoff. Ask them if they believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. With rare exception, not only would they say absolutely not, but many would become angry, just for the fact you even mentioned the idea. Yet the mass majority of professing Christians got these godless fools for news and information. It's absurd, but it's reality, and all in complete violation of God's word on the matter. I often quote Psalm 1:1 and 2 when this question comes up. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Why are you and I blessed by not walking in the counsel of the ungodly? Because the counsels of the wicked are deceit. That's why. And if you'll obey God and turn off the mental manure and turn to God's word for your final authority and only infallible source for truth, Psalm 1 goes on to say this much about such a man in verse 3, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Whether it's Eve getting counsel from the serpent in the garden in Genesis 3, or the whole world going after Nimrod at Babel in Genesis 11, or King Saul seeking the counsel of the witch at Endor in 1 Samuel 28, or any number of other biblical examples, as when the whole world follows the false prophet and the Antichrist very soon. We're told over and over not to seek the counsels of the wicked. They will result in the destruction of the wicked in this life and in the next. And even Christians can lose their way, destroy their testimony, and even be destroyed in this life by following such counsels of the wicked. We will leave you with Paul's warning in Colossians 2:8. "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ."